You're all right. Just lie back down for me, okay? It's just me. It's just me. I know it's dark. You don't mind me running my fingers through your hair, I hope. I was going to wake you, but it just seemed mighty cruel. It took you so long to fall asleep, so I thought I'd just let you drift to the surface. I was so very pleased that you agreed to stay the night. Just having you in these walls. It's like the house is alive again. It's not strange staying in my brother's room, is it? It was the first to be empty. The day the postman brought the letter from the army. I think that was the last day anything was right. But I knew my prayers were answered when I saw you coming up the way. You didn't recognize me, did you? And my brother's old coveralls and daddy's hat. And just some scrawny boy men in the fence for a dollar. And I did pray for you. Every day and every night while you were in France. As long as you came back, things could be right again. It's just been so long since I knew what to do. After the letter, Mama, she... The doctor thought maybe she had the Spanish flu. If she did, Daddy and I never got it from her. But she burned like there was a fire inside of her. She couldn't eat. She couldn't sleep. I stayed with her as much as I could. Read to her, sang to her. Anything I could think of whenever Daddy could spare me. There were no hands to hire for the field. They were all gone to France to fight the Hun. One day I saw a cornstalk just rotten where it stood. Turned right black. We pulled it up quick as we could, but the next day there were 10 yards of crop gone bad. We fought it, me and Daddy. Fought it like devils. And Mama was just getting worse. I told myself, if we can save the field, Mama will live. I don't know why I said that, but somehow I knew it was true. In the end, we burned half the field trying to stop the rot. But it kept on just the same. Mama had on for a month. And Daddy... I don't reckon Daddy was meant to live in a world that just didn't have Mama in it. I didn't sleep that night. I laid awake begging God or the stars or anyone that would listen to bring you back from France. I would do anything, give anything, just let him live. That was the first night I saw you. It wasn't a dream. I saw you in a trench, mud up to your ankles, checking your pouches again and again, making sure the bullets were still there. France wasn't like it was in the books. It was gray. Gray like the dead, burnt field. I saw you every night after that. I know how it sounds. I know. Please. It sounds cracked. No, please. Don't get up. You need to rest. I said, please, don't get up. You know what that is. The muzzle of Daddy's revolver pressed up against your ribs. I didn't want to do that. I don't want to, but you don't understand. I could have never gotten so close like this. Not if I wasn't meant to be. All that time, none of the Huns ever got this close, did they? Ever had you like this? They didn't. You were the one who got close. It's all right. You don't have to say. I know. I saw what you did to them. With your rifle. With your knife. With your bare hands. I saw you painted red. You were beautiful. I almost couldn't stand it. My heart was pounding in my ears and my skin was so hot I thought maybe Mama had given me the Spanish flu after all. I always thought that one day we'd be married. I don't know why. Years and years we spent every minute together we could, playing chess and reading pulps and walking everywhere there was to walk. and we never even kissed or held hands or even looked at each other. But then I saw you, and God, I've never needed anything so bad. Then you were there, coming up the road to tell me you were finally, finally home. We drank coffee with lots of Daddy's whiskey in it. I wasn't trying to trick you when I said I couldn't stand one more night alone in this house. I wanted to tell you that you didn't have to sleep in my brother's room. That you didn't belong there. This is all so strange and new. I know it shouldn't be happening like this, but you might say no. And that can't happen. It can't. This is the only chance. It has to happen, and it has to happen tonight. But it can't happen in here, hidden from the sky. Can you see it all yet? I need you to look at me. Really, look at me. Why are you looking away? Of course I'm naked. That's just the way it has to be. For both of us. For both of us. Don't make me tell you again. Now stand up and get ready. Good. Good. Now, come on now. The field's waiting for us. I know you don't understand, but you will. I promise you. The corn in this field used to stand 12 feet high. Now it's just a bare patch of ground. You can change all that, though. Yes. Yes, you can. So much went wrong. The ground opened up, and how many bodies did it swallow? How much blood and ash? But not you. You're still alive. Only you. No, I'm not. Me? This place? We're dead. But you lived, somehow, through the shells and the gas. It's still inside you. You can make this place live again. You can make me live again. And it'll be easy. The easiest thing in the whole wide world. Stop backing up. You heard the hammer click. Now stop. Just, please, just let me be close. I mean, look at you, so pale and perfect in the moonlight. I could worship you like this. Would you like that if I got on my knees and worshipped you? If I worshipped you with my mouth? Please don't make me point this at you. Please. Please. Let this be like it should. Just let it be good. Just let it happen. The easiest thing in the world. And the way you're swelling in my mouth, you know, don't you? You know this is where you're meant to be. I don't know what I expected you to taste like, but it's God. not right. It should be staying. It's good, isn't it? My mouth, my tongue. I can give you everything. All you have to do is stay here. Fine. If that's not enough, then, well, I guess I'll just have to kick it up a notch. Ground is soft here. Almost as soft as my brother's bed, ain't it? So this is what it's like to feel you in between my legs, your chest under my hands. You can touch me, you know. You can feel me to your heart's content. That's it. My thigh. My stomach, my breast. This is how it's meant to be, after all. Feel lower. You know where. Feel just how ready I am for you. Yes, we do. We have to. But that doesn't mean it has to be bad. Let me show you, all right? Let me. It happened. It really happened. God, he's so deep and you understand now, don't you? You're gonna give this place life again, and you're going to do it right here inside me. It's gonna be beautiful. You'll see. I truly wish it could have been different. You know that, don't you? With kisses and long, slow touches and whispering to each other about how much trouble we'd be in if my daddy caught us. But we can have so much more. You want that, don't you? Yes. Drive up into me. Taste the sweat on my breast. I didn't need the gun, did I? You wanted this, didn't you? You always wanted me. Let me just put it in the dirt where it belongs so I can hold you like I ought to. Pull your mouth up to my throat. God, this is how it really ought to have been. This is how it's always gonna be. Yes, you're gonna do it. You're gonna bring life here again. It's been so long. We don't have to be alone anymore. Nothing. nothing can touch us like this. It's just gonna be you and me. And the life you bring here. God, you're straining so hard inside me. Come on, feel me. Come on, feel me. Feel me with you. Please, I want to live again. I want to feel something. I want to feel something. Give me everything. Yes, give it to me until we both. Yes, oh God above. Feel the muzzle under my chin. Please. Please. We're so close. All you have to do is accept it, darling. You can. I know that you can. I never wanted to hurt you. You ought to have known that. You just... You couldn't leave. Not again. When you left the first time, I had to. What if you'd say no? It was my only chance. It has to mean something, right? Me still being here. They're all gone, but not me. We can make it like it was. Like it was meant to be. Can't we? It was so beautiful. I could see it. And I could make you see it too. I could. But you don't. Do you? When you look at me, all you see is... Maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is what was meant to happen. I understand. I do. I know what has to happen now. But I know I don't have the right to ask anything, especially not this, but could I kiss you? Just the once. We never did, after all.